In all the talk of the legacy of the Olympics in the last couple of years, money is featured quite heavily. We'd get increased investment from abroad, greater exports and so on. But I don't think anybody quite realised the effect that they'd have on our sense of national pride. I mean, we're a pretty back-foot, self-apologetic kind of country, good at complaining about things and not great at feeling good about being British, unlike, say, the national pride of the Australians or the Kiwis. And I think in the last couple of years, anyway, many of us have taken quite a battering. But starting with Danny Boyle's amazing opening ceremony, the sense of national pride has, I think, rocketed. Danny showed us who we are, and in doing so, helped us feel better about ourselves. People are smiling, glued to the events, complete strangers are talking to each other, and everyone is commenting on feeling good about being British, which actually is pretty un-British if you think about it. John Inverdale, the sports commentator, was on the radio describing his journey down to see the rowing and how amazing the volunteers were at greeting people, being helpful and courteous, and how it nearly brought him to tears to experience a level of joyfulness that everybody was expressing. It's like a tidal wave of goodwill has spread around the country, engulfing us all in its joy. So I hope that that's going to be the biggest legacy of all for us. The ability to feel good about ourselves, to smile at strangers and say hello, to realise how lucky we are to live in a country that champions personal endeavour and freedom. To me, that's a much, much richer legacy than a financial one.